This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, there you are, traveler. Come inside, hang up your coat, put your feet by the fire, and I shall bring you what you so desperately seek. Rude Tales of Magic.
Welcome back to Rude Tales of Magic. Having escaped Rulzhaven, the Witch Hunters, and the Caves of the Switchblades, our heroes are on a bit of an escaping things high. But how long can they run from the past? How many more close calls can they survive? Find out next time on Rude Tales of Magic, which we're presenting to you right now. It's full-on morning now, no two ways about it. One of the most famous times of the day. You'd have to travel far and wide to find somebody who hadn't heard of morning. And why would you? Sounds like you wasted your time looking for a real dummy. But that's none of my business. Anyway, our heroes walk now along the banks of a familiar river, under the shade of large trees. The Switchblades and the Witch Hunters are far back in their rear view. We join them now, in the middle of a conversation already in progress.
I just think that everybody does know about mornings.
I'm not sure. Hey, Cord, can I talk to you about something really quick?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, like, back here?
Okay.
Yeah, Albie's gonna grab Cordelia and, like, sort of hang back a little bit from the group.
Yeah, the group moves up ahead.
Good, perfect. Bello says that his note with a bunch of names for my sword also has details about his feelings for me.
He said that?
He said that. Like, instead of just telling me about them, he told me that they were in a note that he gave me.
You have the note?
Yeah, I have the note.
Okay, should we...
Can you read it for me?
You want me to read it?
Yeah, I think so. Is that weird?
Yeah, but I'll do it.
Well, maybe we can read it together?
No, I'll read it. Do you want me to read it out loud, or do you want me to read it
read
silently
it out loud.
And then tell you?
Read it to me. Yeah, read it to me.
Okay. All right. Yeah, look, here. Gimme.
Okay.
Whoa! Are you guys reading secret notes?
Jesus, Stir-Fry! Where the fuck did you come from?
All of my rats are surrounding my friends and letting me know if anyone's got any secrets and little flirtations that are happening, so I'm aware!
Good.
Okay,
God.
Well, I'm trying not to attract a ton of attention right now. I'm, you know, I don't necessarily want Bello to realize what a big, stinky, weird deal I'm making about this.
It's not stinky.
No,
that's the rats.
It's my little rats are stinky. I am the king of rats now, Albie. Everyone's been a fan of my rats and my new title. And the rats are the ones making this smell. And I can talk to them if you want me. I can have them clean themselves in the water, but they haven't earned it yet.
So further up front, it's Frederick and Bello walking up.
Yeah, that dynamic duo.
And Frederick kind of, like, looks around for a minute and says,
So, you, imagine you need a lot of protein for that body.
I guess my point is, like, everyone has heard of breakfast, so how could you say that someone hasn't heard of morning? Because that's when breakfast... Wait, where did everybody go?
Yeah, okay, can you... Stir-Fry, seriously, can you just... I'll fill you in
later. Yeah, Stir-Fry. Stir-Fry.
Yeah, yes.
Go cause a distraction.
Ooh, yes.
Okay.
Stir-Fry is going to jump over Cordelia, doing an elegant flip in the style of an Olympian, landing in front of...
All right, I was going to give it to you, but you said in the style of an Olympian, make an acrobatics roll.
Oh, yeah, sure.
12.
A 12?
A 12.
Absolutely not. You do not land that. You fall on your face.
Surfer. Right.
Surfer, are you okay?
No.
Bello, can you help Stir Fry?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Here. Bello's gonna pick Stir Fry up.
Oh, thank you, Bello. I need so much help because I'm so... He's looking at Cordelia. Bad at doing flips.
God. Cordelia grabs Albie's arm and quickly walks to the front.
Hello!
Oh, God.
Everyone sees us now. Just read it. Just pretend we're talking about something
else. Okay, just here. Give it to me and stand really close to me.
Okay. Albie gives her the note and, like, smooths out the wrinkles a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Joe, what does the note say?
Oh my god, are you fucking kidding? No. So, there's a rustling of the bushes. There's... You're about to read the note, but there's a rustling of the bushes. A strange sound is heard before you can read that note.
Damn it.
I ignore it and focus on the note.
Wait,
okay,
no,
great.
No.
Yeah, the rustling grows louder and louder.
Albie's gonna look nervously over at the leaves.
Yeah, you're seeing rustling leaves, the bushes. There's trees, or there's a big thick underbrush, and it's rustling and it's shaking. Something's happening. What's gonna happen? What are you looking at the bush? What's happening?
Albie's gonna approach the bush kind of stealthily.
Okay, great. Yeah, make stealth roll.
Eight.
Okay, you step on a horn as you walk over to the bush. It makes a loud, like, noise. It hurts the horn
the
to do that.
Voice.
It doesn't feel good at all. It makes that noise, and you've made a noise. You stepped on a horn. Somebody left a horn in the woods. Oh, shit.
Albie dives at the foot of the bushes.
Yeah, you land on the horn again. You were right above it. Makes a double honk. The bushes stop rustling.
Oh, I think I scared them away.
Oh, Albie, this letter's really nice. Cordelia had gotten to the end of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She drops it into the ground. What are you doing?
I heard there was a rustling behind these bushes, and Albie's like pointing at the bushes.
Stir Fry.
Stir Fry is on Bello's shoulders like a toddler.
Mm-hmm. It's just, usually I'm so good at flips, but this time I don't know what happened. Must have been the long days we've had that made me less good at flips than I usually am. Because usually I nail that stuff.
And Cordelia is 8 feet tall, so like a pretty hard flip target, you know.
You've nailed it. My eyes were bigger than my stomach again.
You eating flips?
I eaten flips.
Stir Fry.
Yes?
There's a rustling in that bush. Go check it out.
Oh, fuck yeah. Stir Fry stands on Bello's head, does another flip into the bush like an Olympic diver hoping to make a subtle splash.
Yeah, make a roll, buddy.
That's a 21.
Okay, that's gonna work. You dive right into the bush, and in the bush parts, and you're in the bush, and you see a possum, a scared possum. It was rustling the bushes. It looks up at you. It shrieks.
I'm gonna grab the possum by the neck.
Jesus,
my face.
Okay.
Fuck.
Why the hell are you rustling against my friend? Everyone's scared of you now, and you've ruined a great little day.
Stir Fry, what you got in there?
An enemy! Stir Fry's gonna throw the possum straight at Cordelia, the tallest thing he can see.
Okay, yeah, Cordelia, there's a possum heading towards you. Make a dexterity roll and fast.
Shit. 12.
12, not gonna be good enough. The possum hits you. The possum explodes.
What? Jesus.
Yeah, that's what happens.
I can speak with possums.
You gotta get out of the way.
I can speak with animals. What, did it say anything before it exploded?
It said, fuck, I'm exploding.
Jeez. Sturf, come on.
Sturf, that was a really good flip and an impressive throw. You got some fire, dude.
Stir Fry walks out, wiping his little hands clean. The dirt flies off, communicating that he's done a good job.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, it communicates that he's like done some tough stuff today. Everyone, that's one more trouble avoided thanks to your good friends, Stir Fry. Now, on to our adventure with no more. If anyone sees any more rustling in the bushes, just throw me into it and I'll take care of it like I took care of this possum.
Shit. Albie, I'm sorry. Here's your letters covered in blood.
Oh, fine. We'll deal with it later. Everyone look out for horns on the road, okay? And she's going to continue walking along the river.
Branson, are there any more horns on the road?
Yeah, there's a bunch. But you're looking out for them, you miss them, okay, you great, avoid great, them. Great. So, a clown exploded earlier.
Okay.
So, what's going on here?
It appears that a clown exploded on the road not so long ago. I've seen it before.
More and more every day.
So we're walking. We're walking. We're talking about how sad it is what they do to clowns in this country. And as we're walking, you come across a large, thick tree. Thicker than any tree has any right to be.
Whoa.
It's blocking the path along the side of the river.
I'll deal with this. Greetings, Sir Tria. Step aside and make way for we humble travelers.
Yeah, the tree doesn't respond to this.
Well, I've tried everything I could. The tree does not speak common, and I certainly will not try Draconic or Infernal, the other two languages I know. Why would a tree speak it? Good luck to the rest of you.
Fred, do you feel okay?
Why do you ask?
You just tried to talk to that tree.
It's in the way, and it has a vibe.
Albie is trying to, she's surveying the land, trying to see, like, the safest way to get around this tree.
Sure thing. Make a perception roll for me.
Six.
Six? What a bullshit roll. All right, you do awful. You look around, you look at your hands, you forget what was, you don't see shit. In fact, what you don't see is standing right next to you are three strangers. You miss it completely. Everyone else sees it though, but for a six, you don't see as three strangers approach you, each in leather, post-apocalyptic garb. But here's the thing. I'm not gonna describe these three strangers. I'm gonna let these three strangers describe themselves.
One of the people, foremost, just because he's going first, his name is Fancy Tropicalia. He is bound in a leather tuxedo with a leather bow tie and militaristic boots. He looks human except for his sleeves are off. He's very muscular, a little more muscular than most humans tend to be. And in lieu of a head, he has a pineapple. He does hail from the Tumultuous Keys, a series of islands. Mm-hmm. They're called the Tikis for short. And he has two bandoliers making an X across his chest. But instead of bullets, they are penises.
Whoa. Just to be clear, this is a human with a pineapple head who's buff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it. I just want to make sure I...
Yes.
Underlining what I heard.
Does that pineapple head have any kind of eyewear?
No eyewear, and there's no eyes or mouth, but the, when he speaks, the voice just kind of pulsates out from the fruit.
Saying specifically no eyes and no mouth means that there is a nose, correct?
There's
ears, eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. There's aptly a nose, and it's clearly broken, and his... The leafy stem of the pineapple is clearly his hair, so he's taken a lot of time to sort of quaff it properly. And every time there's a gust of wind, he has to re-quaff it because he's very, very insistent upon having a quaffed head.
If beautiful. I have a sex dream about this guy, Adel, it's your fault. You made him too hot.
His cum tastes amazing.
Ew, no, never mind. Yeah. I don't like him anymore. All right, I don't like him anymore.
Behind him is a 7-foot rippling wall of orc muscle.
Jesus,
I would say half,
guys.
Half orc muscle. Standing in profile, one arm resting kind of on this humongous maul that he carries with him. You see his face has been, it looks like he's been through the ringer. His face has been meshed up. He's got like metal staples all over his cheek. He's spattered in blood. And as he turns to the side, you see that one of his arms has been like completely replaced at the forearm with some like crude rudimentary metal of some sort that kind of resembles an arm.
Can we coin the term crudimentary?
Yeah. Well, so he also has a, he's holding a tray of crudimentaries as well for everyone because it's been a long journey. And if people get hungry, they need a refreshment.
Is it a cruditray?
We can be here all night. So it
it's
is
not
a cruditray. It's a cruditray because he did overthrow a government to put in the cruditray.
A cruditat.
Okay, here we go. And his name is Thunk.
And standing behind him is Champagne Champagne, who's the 16th of her name. She's a high elf sorcerer, and she loves to party, but probably a little bit too much. Her leather is all gold and is like, it sounds fancy, but it really is just like tattered and falling apart. And her hair is unwashed. She clearly like doesn't care a lot about her hygiene. And she sips on like a full bottle of what looks like champagne, but it's actually like an acid hallucinogenic drink. So she really doesn't know what's going on or what's real at any given moment. She doesn't remember where she's from, but she's pretty sure that she used to be royalty. She has a crossbow she calls New Year's Eve, and she does a 10-second countdown before she shoots it. And she also has a southern accent for some reason.
Sure.
Amazing.
Now, Aaron, point of clarification, Champagne Champagne canonically is a rogue, but you're a sorcerer now?
I'll be a rogue. I'll be a rogue.
And since we're just having fun, let's say that the three of us are joined by a metal pig who's sort of standing out front with like distorted electronic grunts emanating from it. Sure. And that pig's name is Professor Chomps.
Of course.
You got it.
My word. A hog with smoke coming out of it. It's like it's already being cooked for us.
Wow. Be careful, dude. This could be another spilled milk situation.
Right. Excuse me, three friends, your hog. I like it. I like to get closer to it, if you don't mind.
Ah, you presume too much. Right now we are three. The friends part we will determine, for we are the three leaders of the Riddle Remnant. Maybe you've heard of us?
Oh, no. No.
Whoa, I love a firm boundary. I love a firm push back. Hello.
Now we will talk.
Okay.
And we will make demands. We are looking for our friend. Oh. His name is Russell, and he's a possum. Now, he's a bit of a weird possum where when he's scared, he plays alive. So he would shriek and grunt and make all hecks of noise. Have you seen our friend?
Cordelia takes a huge step back behind De Bonesby.
Just covered in blood. You did not clean the blood up at all. Yeah.
And again, De Bonesby is 4'10".
And just a skeleton.
And yeah.
And Fancy's pineapple head is sort of scanning the crowd, looking for any trace, but he sees none.
A weird possum. Is that what you said? A weird one? Yeah. Please. Oh my goodness. No, I wish if we will keep our eyes open for this little weird little possum that you speak. But we have not seen
We did see like an extremely normal possum.
I see what's going on here. I see what you're doing. You're gonna keep your eyes open, and Fancy starts to sort of intimidatingly walk forward. You're gonna keep your eyes open?
Thunk grabs his shoulder. Fancy, no, they mean no disrespect.
I don't have eyes. And this guy's saying, keep your eyes open? I see what's happening
there. Thunk didn't put that together. You go off, King. Yeah.
No.
Beat the shit out of these guys.
Champagne, start your countdown.
Hey, y'all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
9, 8.
No, wait.
So Frederick steps forward and plucks his two false eyeballs out of his skull. And he says, my dear Pineapple Man friend, we are not so sighted in the biological and traditional. You are among compatriots, I assure you. Do you have a means of seeing what I am doing? I don't know how mine work, but...
No, I don't. I just sometimes rotate my pineapple head. I kind of oscillate it just for show. Yes, of course I can see.
Excellent. Then we may have similar magics.
Okay, well, this guy I like. My name is Fancy Trapicalia. What's your name, friend?
Greetings, Fancy. My name is Frederick de Bonesbear.
Oh, I love the names part. I'm Bello, guys.
Hi, I'm Albie.
Oh, Riddle Guy!
Wait. No!
Fancy Champagne! Hey. That's the Riddle Guy! That's the Riddle Guy!
No,
I think you might be right. I recognize that little cute face anywhere. Wait a minute. Wait, also, why are you covered in blood? All of a sudden, Champagne sort of putting the pieces together of what she's seeing.
Oh, just my hands. And she's looking at her friends. I have a tendency to get bloody noses, and so I was wiping, and it went on my hands.
The Riddle Remnant prophecy is true. Look for her on the 14th dawn, for Riddle Guy appears as a fawn. You're coming with us.
No, no, what? Please.
To another Riddle Guy?
There's a prophecy about Albira?
Well, we wrote the prophecy. The three of us wrote, we decided.
It's a self-writing prophecy.
Yeah, we all got a little drunk, and then we were like, all right, what do we hope happens? Mm-hmm. And then we wrote this down, and that's what a prophecy is.
We basically started off with the premise, what if the Riddle Guy come back? And we never think the Riddle Guy come back, because Riddle Guy left. Mm-hmm. But Riddle Guy back!
Yeah, and Riddle Guy left with a bang. Riddle Guy messed a lot of things up for us. I'm tired. You made me tired.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. How?
We had to clean up your mess.
Oh.
The bridge you destroyed? We've been trapped. We've been trapped for a very long time, and we had to make our way across the canyon, across the crevice that no longer had a bridge. And I honestly don't want to say how we did it, but you see how my leg's a little wonky?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Look at my arm! Half missing! That's gone!
And I had to drink my own pee. I mean, we had water, but that's how stressed out I was. And I started drinking my own pee.
Professor Trump was a regular pig.
Mm-hmm. We all have been eating pescatarian for 2 weeks.
Oh.
That's really hard when you're traveling through a desert. I'm so sorry.
It's basically vegetarian, but we're still allowing ourselves fish.
We're flexitarians.
I'm vegetarian. I don't often meet other vegetarians.
Wait, you're a vegetarian?
No, yeah. Fuck. She's trying to trick you. She's trying to warm up to you.
Why does she smell like possum blood if she vegetarian?
Oh, you're warming up to us? Let us warm you up with a riddle if you're really Riddle Guy, huh? You
want the
the title so bad?
I don't want it.
Answer this correctly or we kill you.
Oh, no!
Whoa, dude.
What's the one thing you can't have for breakfast?
Dinner?
Damn, how'd she do that so fast? It was fast.
Yeah, that's a little annoying. That happened
very
quick.
Very good, Albira. Yes, indeed, you are the Riddle
Guy. Maybe this is Riddle Guy.
This is the Riddle Guy.
Albie, you've really, like, learned a lot since Riddle Guy. You've really, like, come into your own.
She turns to Bello and gets, like, uncomfortably close in his face, and she's like, help.
Let me look into something for you. And Bello is going to kneel down and make eye contact with the pig. Mm-hmm. And he's going to use speak with animals and say, "Hey, dude, I'm Bello."
Hello, Bello.
Hey, what's your name?
Professor Chomps.
Oh, I didn't realize you were a scholar. Listen, I got a query for you.
Yes, name your query.
So I think we may have had a small accident with your friend's possum. How do you think they'd react to that news?
Poorly.
Poorly. Okay. Okay, that's good to know. All right, thanks, bro. You're cool.
A bit of a tactical blunder. I am friends with them, not with you.
Professor Chomps, here, boy. What did the man say?
Oink, 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 oink.
They killed the possum.
It was an accident.
Now our quarrel in search for revenge solely laid upon the head of Riddle Guy, this fawn creature. But now,
creature,
we will kill all of you.
No, come on.
Are we in trouble for the crime of crossing poor infrastructure and merely exposing what was already laid to be blown up from whoever? It's not our fault the bridge fell away.
And then what about the possum then, huh?
Well, okay, now that we... Yes, clearly my friends killed your possum.
Wait, but the...
Which one?
The possum...
Everybody, all right, hold on. Everybody close your eyes and point to the friend who did it.
Albie keeps her eyes open and points to Sir Frog.
Yeah, it's the bird.
Yeah.
The bird did it.
Yeah, every rat...
points to Stir Fry.
I honestly didn't know he had the strength in him. He threw it like, it was like 98 mph.
Your friend, Crow Man, Stir Fry his name?
Yes. Stir Fry.
Stir Fry. He killed Russell. Russell, our scout. So that means Stir Fry has to take over and be our new scout.
Yeah, and just a note for you, Stir Fry. Yes. Russell was the glue of our friendship. He mm-hmm. was sort of like, we all met through him. He was kind of the lifeblood of this friend group. So I hope you're charismatic, and I hope you're good at telling stories, because Russell was the best at all of that.
He was the best of us.
He was the best of us.
I did not realize that what I did created friction in your social network, your social group. I have never been more sorry, and if you would allow me to take his place as the glue that holds you all together, I'll be happy. I'd be very happy. And I can tell you many stories. Like, if you want you want a story? Friends, we can tell them, we can tell these guys stories, right?
Stir Fry, we can't lose you. We have to go back to Forbidden Zone and, you know, finish
I'm sorry, Riddle Guy, but it's already been decided. Stir Fry has joined our team, and now it's 4-on-4. Pig don't count.
Well, what if I,
Albie. Albie's looking,
yeah.
Albie.
Yeah.
You are Riddle Guy. These are Riddle Guy nuts.
Yeah.
Take command here. Wear your crown.
Yeah. Albie's gonna reach behind her and pull her butcher sword out in front of her, and she's gonna like flourish it a little bit. And she's like, okay, no more Mr. Nice Riddle Guy.
As she pulls out a sword, Fancy looks, his pineapple head turns and pivots in the direction of Professor Chomps and says, Professor Chomps, magnetize!
Yeah, what? Professor Chomps is going to turn on his magnetization power, and he's going to, for anyone who can hear, he's going to scream,
What has four wings but cannot fly?
And it's going to pull the butcher's sword right towards him. Stir Fry, your knives, your cooking knives, are also going to be pulled towards him.
Oh, fuck.
Bello's got a scythe, doesn't he?
He's got a scimitar.
Scimitar! He's got a scimitar. Your scimitar comes flying, and it hits the pig as the pig in pig shouts,
a weird library with too many wings!
Thunk's arm also flies off and hits the pig.
Sorry, friend.
Yeah.
Knocks him over.
God dang it.
Thunk!
It's going to take forever to get back on.
Champagne sort of moves forward, like stomach first, and she goes like, I think I've been swallowing magnets. You promise you're supposed to check what I eat.
Sorry, everyone, sorry. Professor Chomps, once you get an answer, demagnetize, but only when you get a correct answer. Repeat your riddle, Professor Chomps.
And Professor Chomps is going to just speak in common and say, which he was able to do, by the way. I was going to say,
nice.
What has four wings but cannot fly?
I have an answer.
Say it, Bello.
Two theaters.
Wings. Yeah.
Like where the crew would hang out and, you know, all the pulleys and stuff.
Bello,
are you a theater kid?
Huh?
Bello, were you a theater kid?
I don't like to talk about my past.
Oh, sorry, I guess I missed
it. Yes. She's still connected to the pig with her stomach as he's walking around.
Yeah, the pig's going to drag you over to Bello. It's
just
like
on the ground.
Beautifully answered. Not the answer I had in mind, but correct. Although a good play can soar above the competition, but I'll let it slide.
But if a good play was happening on one theater, surely a bad play would be happening at the other theater.
That does seem to be the shape of things these days. The live theater, he tells me.
Happy birthday!
Albie's gonna whip her bow staff off of her back now and hold it.
Albira, please.
What? I'm Riddle Guy, and I don't like how this is going.
But you did not become the Riddle Guy through force of arms. It was through swiftness of mind and quickness of tongue. This is the battlefield for today, and perhaps the prize may be friends. Or at least we get to keep the bird, and he doesn't, you know, take him as a, you know, replacement for the grown-up raccoon.
Yes, if we were to become your friends, I'll have you know that I myself was Riddle Guy 69.
Nice!
Nice.
Legendary year.
Wow, that was a while ago.
Yes, that's right. It was a while ago. Seems like years and weeks at the same time. For I threw nothing into the wooden sphinx, and yet I cried the most because I found out that day that I love nothing. And isn't that the saddest thing in the world? Isn't that the thing to cry most about? To show I care most about not loving anything?
That's why he our leader, too. Just FYI. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a weird year for Riddle Guy. Mm-hmm. But wow. I won.
It was 30 years ago.
No.
Yeah? Kinda.
Yeah. No, not kinda. Definitely.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Give it
fancy.
Fancy. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Do you love anything now?
Why, yes. I love my friends. I love champagne. I love Thunk. I love Professor Chomps. I loved Russell.
Now we love Stir Fry.
And Stir Fry. And most of all...
Hold on.
I love Stir Fry. Yum, yum, yum.
No, say it like you mean it.
Yeah, can we actually say that like you mean it, please? I'm not an idiot. I'm just affectionate.
He with us now. You mean it.
And Fancy gets down on one knee and dusts off his leather tuxedo and gestures towards Stir Fry. I love you.
Stir Fry grabs his hand, moves in closer as if he's about to be lifted up to a dance, and then starts dusting off more of his shirt. There's more dust on it, and this guy just wants to help.
Yeah, I'm just spitballing here. I'm just trying to have fun. Do you think... Wait, Thunk. And Pig, come here.
Sure.
Oh, and Pig, Professor, come here.
Oh, sure.
Okay, yes. Do you think we're going to kill the rest of them, right?
Well, now. I mean, look, Thunk Barbarian, mm-hmm. Thunk fucking crazy.
Sure.
Thunk love killing people.
Yeah.
But we should do what we planned and have trial.
Yeah, well...
They commit crime. We're obviously we look like we're, you know, monsters, wild men of the woods and the desert, but we have rules. They should stand trial.
Here's what we'll do. Champagne, we're gonna pull the reins on the riddles just for a moment. We'll come back to them. But for their lives, and Fancy turns around and now talks openly for everyone to hear. For their lives, the rest of you, sans Stir Fry, will now tell us a story we've never heard before. This must be a story, again, we have never heard before, and you will tell it one word at a time. Go.
Whoa. First off, before yes. we kick off the trial, we have to introduce them to the jury.
Oh, sorry.
Thunk goes
it's behind
him.
It's only fair.
And gets a big burlap sack that he's had in the brush that he's carried with him, and he starts arranging on like a tree branch. Mm-hmm. He starts putting dismembered parts of people that they have lost along the way. These are their former friends who have died in the wilderness, but Thunk is very much treating them like they are. Okay, Albert, here you go.
Nobody tell him.
Fancy takes off his bandoliers and starts to put the correct penises with the correct people.
Don't tell them.
There it is.
I know they're dead, okay? But don't tell them, right? They don't.
One of the heads you place, it blinks and it says, "Finish me!"
Well, we'll get finished. We'll finish you soon, Samantha. Just wait. The trial's about to begin, okay?
I'm Samantha!
Yes, you are. You were and you are.
Professor Chomps, a title of a story never before told, please.
Yes, absolutely. Let's call it Those That Remain.
Perfect.
Mm. Ooh, that's Thunk-like.
Is Stir Fry helping us, or is he just, like, with you guys now?
Now, Stir Fry with us now, so he can make his own decisions. He could help, he could hurt. You could sabotage Stir Fry. That option available to you.
So Champagne just starts drinking her bottle of champagne, in air quotes. It's more like a drug. And then she starts to share it with Stir Fry, sort of absentmindedly, and fails to tell him that perhaps it won't get him drunk, but it will fuck him up.
Stir Fry accepts. He accepts anything given to him. He loves it. Oh, thank you. Yes, I want to help. You're all my friends. You are all my friends. So, yeah, I'm helping. I'm helping the crew. You know what? I'm not a versus guy. I'm a come together. I'm a we're all together guy.
Stir Fry, just don't forget, like, who who you're traveling with, really.
Okay, here's what we'll do. First, we'll hear the story of those who remained. Then, if you entertain us or you tell us a story we've never heard, we're going to make a circle in the sand right here. And Fancy puts his foot out and pirouettes in a circle, creating a visible circle in the sand. Then we'll put Stir Fry in the middle. We'll stand groups on either side, and we'll both call to him. And whoever he loves most, he'll join.
Cut him in half.
Cordelia!
No, I'm sorry. That was
No,
rude.
Cut him in half.
Yeah, cut him in half.
In half.
That's funny.
A true group that loves someone would want either half.
No, we'll take the bottom. The bottom is fine.
Oh, we should have said bottom.
Now, everyone. I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. If I'm being cut in half, it's down the middle. I want each of you to have one of my eyes.
Not interested.
Thanks, Dirk.
Classic
Let's do
Russell.
The trial.
Classic Russell.
Russell,
he's
a giver.
So we have to tell this story one word at a time?
Yes. Yes, you do. And it has to be a story we've never heard before.
All right. I'll start, guys.
Okay, good start.
All right, here we go. Pamela.
Stop! Stop! Hey, stop! We've never heard that name before.
Oh,
you've already won, but please
That's
keep going.
The original.
Let's cut our losses.
Please, no! We've just met the protagonist. We want more.
What did Pamela do?
Fathered.
Oh, a daughter.
Whom?
Oh.
Loved.
Pamela.
Period.
Jury?
I'm Samantha!
They accept that. They accept that that's an original story. I'll be honest, I've heard a lot of original stories in my life. That was very good.
Champagne's
getting bored. I think I'm going to start killing people.
No!
Start with Samantha.
No! Samantha, our friend!
Please!
We carried Samantha across desert.
Thunk, you seem like a cool dude.
What's happening right now?
I just think you seem like a cool guy. I think if situations were different, we might be bros.
I don't know.
Thunk, you're blushing.
No, this is how orc get when mad.
I see what this attractive devil is doing. You there, big guy. Answer this riddle. What's easy to pick up but hard to throw? Tick-tock.
Oh. I love riddles. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Come on.
A five.
The answer is a new skill.
Wow. I always thought it was a feather, but your answer is more true to the life that we lead. Isn't that right, friend?
So true.
And Fancy takes out his flask and hands it to Bello.
Oh, thanks, dude. Hey, you look like kind of an exotic dude. Have you ever had a vacation?
Interesting. Your face is covered in bugs.
Right? You see it too, right, Stir Fry?
Yeah, but they've got a. They're
you just floated off the ground while you were trying to say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh my!
Stir Fry stammers on, and the whole group seems to be bonding. Something strange happens indeed.
Oh no!
Yeah, fuck you.
Shoot!
Fuck you! It's a show. A large human man, completely hairless and shaped like God's thumb, steps out from behind a tree. Using myself for scale, he's one dungeon master tall and 2.5 dungeon masters wide.
Wow.
He's dressed in a large black fur coat and wears tiny Elton John sunglasses. He smiles, and his teeth are not as big as I personally want them to be. How do it do be doing? I am Dr. Dilemma, come to kill all those that did be going to Riddle Guy 97.
Wow. Wow. These guest stars, they're really something, aren't they? And you're only halfway through the episode! Hi, it's me, Producer Taylor, coming at you here at the mid-roll to say, just wait till you hear what happens next! You like the guest now, wait till you hear what happens. That's not a clue. It's just fun. It's just fun to do, to put emphasis on a word. We should all do that in conversation. It's a blast. But look, in the meantime, if you're thinking, oh, I love these lovely guests, I want to go to the place where they are not the guests, but the opposite of guests, where these guests are the regulars. Well, folks, I have got such good news for you. Champagne Champagne's Aaron Keefe, Thunk's John Patrick Cohen, and Fancy Tropicalia's Adil Rafai all host one of my favorite podcasts, Hey Riddle Riddle. And if you like Rude Tales, if you don't, why are you here? JK, there are a couple of you because you keep adding me on Twitter. Look, if you like Rude Tales, then you'll double love Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a wonderful show. It's about riddles about as much as Rude Tales is about D&D. So, you know, mostly in the friends you make along the way category. And much like us, they have an incredible Patreon that we recommend. I'm a member. You can find it at heyriddleriddle.com or just type heyriddleriddle into any podcast hole on your portable computing device. You're a grown-up. You know how to find a podcast if I tell you the name of the podcast. Aaron, JPC, and Adil, thank you so much for coming on the show and playing around with us. I'm so sorry none of you survived recording. You're riddling with God in heaven now. RIP! And speaking of world-class Patreons, have I got a little tease for you. Sometime in the next few weeks, we'll be releasing a full and freshly produced lost episode of Rude Tales of Magic. Oh yeah, an entire episode of Rude Tales only available to patrons. This is the infamous lost episode from the Trashlands arc that has been resurrected now and will soon see the ears of day. What's it about? Well, I'll tell you. Far off in the Trashlands, an oasis lies waiting, a mirage of safety and refuge from the harsh desert sun. It's a diner, a desert pit stop, a roadhouse on the highway to nowhere. It's waiting for you, and it's hungry. Sounds good, right? Sounds really good. Yeah, well, listen, between the lost episode coming up in Tim Platt's Honey Heist, if you're not on the Patreon yet, you gotta check your pulse, my friend. Put a mirror up to your nose. Are you breathing? Because this is living. And if, listen, maybe you're listening to this episode for the first time. Insane, but fun. I love it. Crazy. Listen, if you're a new listener, oh, doggy, have we got so much to show you. Whole other games, guided meditations, chat shows, deep dives, videos, moving images even. Our Patreon is a fire hose of perfect, critically unassailable entertainment just waiting for you. And come on in, the water is fine. And you know, speaking of...
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Of guests. We got another returning guest this week with Inked Gaming. We heard from a lot of you that the stuff you bought from Inked Gaming last time they were on the show ruled, and let me tell you, that feeling is reciprocal. Requited love? What's this, the opposite of the second act of a Shakespeare play? What, did Tim write this? Listen, just in case you don't remember, Inked Gaming is a one-stop shop for custom, high-quality gaming gear. From playmats to dice bags to deck boxes and everything in between and next door. You can choose from designs from all designs from artists all over the world who are paid for their work, BT-dubs, or you can upload your own stuff. And it doesn't have to be a huge batch either. Inked Gaming works great for singles and small groups too. It's a small company out of Oregon and everything is made right here by hand. They sent us some samples and it's all true. The stuff is good and I swear to God, when we unpacked it, it smelled like shortbread. Sold, I exclaimed out loud to my dog. And get this, if you go to inkedgaming.com/rudetalesofmagic, you can use the code RUDETALES for 10% off on your order. So go on, get, and score yourself some nice dice boxes. Get yourself sorted while you're there and tell them Rude Tales sent ya.
This large man steps forward and cracks his knuckles hugely. He speaks again. I do be apologizing for interrupting. But as I did be saying, my name do be doing Dr. Dilemma. And I do be here to kill each and every participant in Riddle Guy 97.
Apology accepted.
Doobie 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 doo. We're high-fiving now, isn't it? Yeah. We're having a good time over
you're
here.
Like, doobie.
His smile revealing tiny little teeth, too small. I'm editorializing. I hate his teeth. They're too little. He smiles, revealing them, and says, now I do be being a sporting man, and so I do be giving you a 5-minute head start.
Where did all of you come from?
Quick, start stabbing him. We have 5 minutes. And Fancy takes out a dagger and starts to lunge towards him.
Yeah, make an attack roll.
6.
So you go to stab him, and he waves his hand and says, force field.
I can't believe I've never used this on the show.
Doctor, I have a question.
Dr. Dilemma do be in my name.
Jesus.
Hunting Riddle Guy participants do be in my game.
Why do you be killing Riddle Guy participants?
Because I do be hating riddles more than any other thing in the world. And he looks... He looks right at Albie and says, and I do be looking to you as my inspiration.
Oh, I feel conflicted about this. You mean because I don't like riddles?
4 minutes.
Okay, Albie's gonna run and grab her sword.
You got the sword. You succeeded.
Okay, great, and she's
we
gonna
We cut
go
out the 2 minutes of discussing the dice rolls about can she grab the sword or not. You got the sword.
Great, and she's gonna go for him.
Yeah, go for it. Make an attack roll.
Oh, Jesus. 12.
12. He waves his hand again. Force field.
A question, point of clarification from Thunk. Hello, Thunk. Don't believe we've been introduced. When you say participants, what if you were brought there, like, by a friend who you thought, like, maybe something going to happen with this friend, but then, like, you get there, and it's, like, a whole weekend, and they're, like, clearly, like, hooking up with some guy, and you're like, why the fuck did I even come to this thing?
And he's going to point to Thunk,
mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, maybe next time you will be being somebody who stands up for himself.
Okay, cool. That answers the question. There will be a next time for Thunk. Thunk excluded from...
No.
No!
Next time as in the next life.
Okay, Cordelia's okay, gonna shoot him with a crossbow.
Same pitch.
Yeah, go for it.
Jesus, 13.
13, he waves his hand again. Force field, the crossbow falls away. Doesn't
hang
hit
on,
it.
Let Champagne try. Happy birthday. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7... Six, five, four, three, two, one.
What?
And then Champagne shoots it, and probably up in the air.
Great, yeah. Yeah, you shoot it up in the air. He watches as it hits a bird.
Oh, no. What does the bird
do? Oh, don't worry. That bird was having an affair.
Oh!
Deserve to die.
Just deserves.
You.
Bello is going to cast Entangle on Dr. Dilemma.
You cast Entangle, and he waves his hands again, and all of the vines and the roots that come up from under the earth, they all hit the force field, and they're knocked away. He says, I do be hating to repeat myself, but force field.
Okay.
I thought the force field was a bit.
Okay, stop. All of you guys, you always have some kind of weird angle. What's your what is your deal? There's always something else. It's like you want to kill us or you want us to like build you like a ship or something weird. Like, what is your thing?
Yeah, your name is Dr. Dilemma, and you've presented no dilemma, and as a doctor, you should not be able to do any harm.
Well, I took no oath. Doctor is merely my first name. And I've made it quite clear what I want from you, which is to kill you. The dilemma is, will you survive or will you allow me to kill you? Now, you did be doing the wasting of time. That's, 245, 244, 243.
Hey, do you hate Riddle Guy because no one has ever asked you a riddle?
Whoa. No, that do not be being the reason. I've heard many a riddle.
Dr. Dilemma, if I may, and I'm just a pineapple in a human body, do you happen to have any metal inside you?
Do not be having any metal inside of
me. Would you like some?
I keep all my metal outside of myself. Yes, Thunk.
While the clock is ticking, Thunk wants to break away off into, I think, like the brush where Frederick de Bonesby stormed off to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're in the brush
now. Does Thunk find Frederick?
Yes.
I get up an hour early before all of them wash my clothes and I comb my wig. How dare I say I'm as dirty as them.
Sorry, Thunk, don't mean to intrude. Just noticed you stormed off earlier and thought maybe I'd catch you up on just some things happening like a few feet over there. Men show up, he say we have 5 minutes, he's going to kill us all. That was probably, I don't know, Thunk not good at math, 10 minutes ago. By the way, I think you look great.
Thank you, Thunk. Well, let's go murder this intruder. Show the way.
Oh, okay. Thunk also left out critical piece of information about a force field, but better you figure that out yourself.
Oh, force field, small speed.
That's what
we'll
Thunk says.
We'll see what gets through and what doesn't.
My good man, answer me this. There's a way for two people to win. For once, there was two wizards fighting a battle to the death. They both won. How is this possible?
Now, this do be sounding like a riddle.
No,
which
it's
I
just
was
a
very clear about hating.
What? No, it's just a question.
What if we gave you, like, a puzzle? Do you like brain teasers that aren't riddles?
As long as language is not involved, sure.
Ooh, I don't know how to do that. Uh-oh.
Okay, if you hate riddles so much, then you have to tell us how to defeat you. It's only fair.
No, what do you fair? Why do I have to be fair?
That's fair. Right now, it's feeling an awful lot like a riddle that we can't hit you.
It's not a riddle. It's what it is. You are at Riddle Guy. You are the Riddle Guy. And so every person who went to Riddle Guy must die. The fair was the 5 minutes, which, by the way, 10, 9...
Wait. Were you at Riddle Guy?
8...
By
Seven.
Being in the proximity of Albie, you're at Riddle Guy. Albie
Six.
Is Riddle Guy, therefore you must kill yourself.
5.
Thunk, so
four.
Confused. Did we beat him? Did that happen?
And as it gets down to 1, Fancy grabs Samantha's skull and whips it at Dr. Dilemma.
Samantha goes, I'm Samantha! And Samantha is going to hit Dr. Dilemma in the force field, and Samantha is going to burst into 100 pieces as she hits the force field, and each of the pieces cry out at once, thank you!
Sam!
And as he does, there's a clap of thunder, and you see that the clouds had been forming ominously around him. If you look up beyond the trees, a storm is coming in from off the horizon. Perhaps this man brought the storm with him. You don't know. You don't know what he's capable of, but you're about to find out because he pulls a normal, completely normal crossbow out from under his fur coat. But then he pulls a second crossbow out and combines the two, creating a double crossbow shaped like a question mark.
No!
He pulls normal arrows out from under his jacket, looks at them, shakes his head, and tosses them down to the ground.
He doesn't need them. He pulls glowing green arrows out from his jacket. Green, the color of riddles. And he stuffs the double question mark shaped crossbow with them. He kisses the crossbow.
Stir-Fry steps towards it because he's begun tripping, and this is like one of those Bonnaroo little installations, it looks like, and he wants to feel.
You're about to feel something because he makes two attack rolls, one for each crossbow combined into this crossbow. So that's a 16 and a 20, both of which hit as he aims the crossbow at you, kisses it, and says, "Death to all riddles," and fires them at you, Stir-Fry. Oh boy, Stir-Fry, that's gonna be 11 damage.
Stir-Fry!
Stirf! Yeah,
it's cool, it's reality. It's all of us together at the same time. Every little move, the sound.
Champagne is nodding her head like she totally understands everything he's saying.
Connection is an element. Connection is an element.
When Thunk sees Stir-Fry get hit with those crossbow bolts, he kind of snaps into, oh no, this is like a very serious situation, and says, "Russell!" And he grabs Stir-Fry and just starts booking it like as fast as he can.
Bello is going to cast Fog Cloud around Dr. Dilemma and say, "Let's thunk it and get out of here."
Okay, so Cordelia's going to start running, and she runs towards Champagne Champagne, and she says, "Champagne Champagne.
What's up? Happy birthday."
"Thank you. Can I have your crossbow?"
What crossbow? I don't have a lame little crossbow behind my back. I definitely have a very cool weapon over here. What?
You totally do. It's just, I also have a crossbow, and I didn't realize they could make one of those big question marks.
Oh, yeah, sure. Can I tell you a secret?
Okay.
I'm drunk. I'm a little drunk and high right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, oh.
I know it's really hard to tell, but I'm drunk and I'm high.
Honey,
I'm sorry.
Have fun, but let's just, like, run also.
Okay, yeah, but you should definitely have my weapon, because I will say I am drunk and I am high, and you are very tall, and I'd like you to hold me like a baby.
She does.
Yay!
She starts running.
But she does, Champagne does, hand Cordelia her crossbow.
Okay.
And then sort of like falls asleep.
What's happening? Okay.
Why are we running? Frederick is running, to be clear. But why are we running? This is just... Why is this man such a threat? Because he has a double crossbow?
Fancy has taken his... he's had his head behind his back, the pineapple head, and he put it on the ground and started kicking it in front of him and running. And as he's kicking his head in front of him and bolting... He yells behind him to Frederick, and he says, "I've never seen Thunk run. If he's running, I'm running."
"Very well. Onward and away."
And so you all move downstream. You move along the banks of the river. And luckily, the river curves, and it turns to the right. Because that's the side of the river you are on. You're good. This obscures you, and this gives you a hiding place where you are all able to quickly regroup.
Okay. So, all right. So we're done trying to kill each other, right? It's us against Dr. Dilemma now?
Unfortunately, yes. That's the way it seems.
I'm holding Champagne Champagne.
We forged a bond through a common threat.
So, yeah. Here, can somebody put these two crossbows together to make...
I baby.
Oh.
I baby now.
Look at you. She boots her nose.
Happy birthday to me.
Albie gets jealous.
Of course, yes. Capital idea, Cordelia. I could, of course, put those two crossbows together, and if I only get... you see? I have thumbs, and I'm made of metal.
Okay, so anybody else...
Pig was our best shot from our team, so it'll be no across the board from
our side of
things.
All right,
you can
put me down so you can hold both crossbows.
Okay.
Professor.
Yes?
Professor, I don't know how to put crossbows together, but I do have hands. Could you guide me?
Yes.
No, Bello, you're being... Don't do it. You're too young.
Dude, you're bleeding a lot.
Albie is, like, slapping Stir-Fry in the face a little. Come on, Stir-Fry, come on.
Thank you.
Okay, Bello, take up. Let's do this.
And as they're working on that, Fancy's going to take a look at the arrows that hit Stir-Fry, Because they were riddle arrows, right? They were green, the color of riddles. Were they shaped like a question mark, or just the crossbow was?
The crossbow was, but also the riddles took the shape of the crossbow. And these green, yes, they were green, riddler green arrows that are shaped like question marks. And the dot at the end of the question mark is where the point of the arrow is.
Gotcha. Without pulling them out or anything, Fancy's going to kind of approach one of them to see if there's a way to, like, solve the arrows, and maybe that takes away the damage, or if there's something, some writing on it, or just kind of inspect them.
Yeah, you look at the arrow, and like a good humor bar on the end of it, it says, but the answer has been wedged into Stir Fry, but you can only see the question is, what is the hardest key to turn?
Oh. Albie looks at Fancy. Do you know? Do you know?
The hardest key to turn. Eternakey? No. key. Hardest key. Well, I'm from the T keys. Is it a hardest key? And Fancy tells the riddle to everyone in the group so that we can collectively tackle it.
Mm. What about like a minor key? Like in music.
Say it to the arrow.
Is it a minor key?
The arrow turns like a quarter of the way, and it sort of gives you a vibe of like, that was a pretty good answer. It's not the one we were looking for, but like, that rules.
It just gives you a vibe of.
Yeah, the arrow gives you that vibe. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Champagne, what did you say?
I baby? Oh, no. Piano key.
Yeah, it goes back. When you say I baby, it goes back to normal. It gives you a vibe of that's not it.
Am I taking damage from this twisting arrow?
Yeah, Tim, you take a damage.
A monkey?
The arrow turns and falls out.
Yay!
No way! Yay! Now that's our riddle guy!
Hey, give me that arrow.
Albie gives Cord the arrow, and she's like, with the other hand, is plugging the wound in Stir Fry.
Bella, did we get it? The crossbows together? Did you make a bigger crossbow that looks like a question mark?
So, Chomps, what if I put this here?
Yes, capital idea, wonderful. But put it there post haste.
And with a satisfying ka-chunk, the two crossbows meld into a single weapon of death.
Whoa.
Cool. And it looks cool as fuck. I could just say that.
Dr. Dilemma's crossbow is the question, and you have just assembled the answer. The crossbow that Dr. Dilemma put together had a certain amount of negative space to it, right? It's we all can agree this thing looks badass.
Yeah.
Yours looks like it would fit perfectly into the crossbow itself.
Oh, this would be a puzzle. This would be a puzzle that he wouldn't have to solve with words.
Should we hit him with it?
What about John Maynard Keyes? Would that...
Oh, Thunk, we solved it. It was already answered, buddy.
Already solved. Thunk might
the
be
The arrow on
behind.
The ground starts, like, hissing. Like,
oh, okay. Thunk over here. He's dead over here.
Wait, Bello, and Fancy grabs the arrow that we just pulled out of Stir Fry, or that fell out of Stir Fry. Shoot this at him. Hit him with some of his own medicine.
Oh, but Cordelia, you gotta do it. You're the crossbower.
Oh, okay. Hand me that.
And Cordelia, when you look at the arrow, you see that the riddle has disappeared, and there's space now for a new riddle.
Hey,
no. We gotta give it a new one.
What kind of ship has two mates but no captain?
Okay.
Don't answer. We're in range.
Oh.
The question appears on the edge, on the outer edge
of
it. Oh,
it just showed up on this.
Wait, but do we. Okay. Okay. Cord, I'm gonna go out there with you, okay?
Okay. But stay behind me, all right?
Okay, he's not even going to see
I should go, too, because it's my crossbow, just for as backup.
Yeah.
I won't help, though. I should tell you, too.
No, maybe if you touch him, you're going to get your proficiency as well.
Yeah.
Albie.
Yeah, Champagne.
This is a huge secret. I already told Cordelia, but I am drunk and I am high, so I don't know if I should use my crossbow. I'm really sorry. Everyone doesn't get... Yeah, it's not obvious.
It's okay.
It's okay, right?
No, happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Cordelia walks...
Oh, my God.
Steps out into the clearing. Does she see him, Doctor?
As you walk out into the clearing, the clouds open up and rain just starts falling down out of the sky. It's falling down in sheets.
Oh, Cordelia looks amazing. She's like...
Yeah, Cordelia, you look badass. But as it does this, it clears the fog away. Mm. And you see, alone, standing by himself, Dr. Dilemma standing, his back facing you.
Albie turns back to the group huddled in the brush, and she says, "Get ready to run."
Wait, Champagne, if you want to help versus having Cordelia shoot the arrow, which I have no doubt about your skills, Champagne, what if you carry it yourself, just in hand, and run it through him?
Okay, I will be honest with you. I cannot walk in a straight line.
But I'll tell you why, though.
It's because I'm not. I'm drunk.
You're the baby.
Champagne is still wiping tears and rain away from her face by someone saying happy birthday to her for the first time ever. She's been fishing for it her whole life. No one's ever said it to her.
Okay.
I'll give you a shot to, if it doesn't work, I'll run and grab the arrow.
Okay.
And we can try it again. If you miss, I'll run out and grab it.
Okay.
So the plan is, yep, if Cordelia misses, you'll snatch the arrow out of the air and run it through?
No, it will land somewhere if she misses, so I'll run and grab it, and so she can try again. Fancy, I don't need your attitude. I need your friendship.
I'm trying to help you, lady.
Lady.
Cordelia was, like, trying to pay attention, and then she was like, I don't know, they seem close, and this doesn't seem to involve me. So she turns back around, and she fires the answer bow. And she gets a 14.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Usually, he would say force field, and in fact, this time he even does. He waves his hand and says, force, and it passes through the force field and pierces his hand.
We got him!
He looks at the arrow in his hand that says, what kind of ship has two mates but no captain? And says, that do be in a relationship. The arrow melts out of... Yeah, thank you. The arrow melts out of his hand. That was off the dome. Melts out of his hand, and he takes the full damage for it, but the arrow is not stuck in his hand. He loads up, and he aims directly at you, Cordelia.
Okay, Albie is going to try to catch this.
Okay, so he's going to fire at Cordelia. A 2.
What?
That's a 2. He completely misses you.
Oh. Ooh. So Albie's hand moves through the air very quickly, and she snatches the arrow and then wings it right back at Dr. Dilemma.
Whoa. Fantastic.
As you do, you can just make out this. It comes for you. You catch it. You redirect it. You use your key to just redirect the momentum of it. And you can see that you can't see the answer, but you can see written on it says, what will die if it drinks? You can just see what the question is. And you throw it back to him. It pierces through his force field and it hits him right in the shoulder.
Oh.
He calls out, oh, that do be feeling bad. Cordelia, you go for yours, but you miss it. A 10 is not going to be, you're not going to be able to grab a crossbow arrow out of the air. No, you're absolutely not. And instead, it passes right by you, and it is heading straight towards Thunk.
Oh, shit.
Time seems to slow down. It's heading straight towards Thunk. The arrow, it's heading towards Thunk. What are we going to do?
Is the tip of the arrow metal?
Yes, it is.
Fancy, as quick as he can, yells, Professor Chomps, magnetize!
Of course, that's my pleasure. Magnetize!
All right, the arrow is heading straight towards Professor Chompers. And he puts his arms out in Christ pose, and he says,
well, I'll die as I lived, as a metallic pig who is magnetized.
And Champagne, mostly because she's magnetized, but also she wants to be a good friend, and she doesn't want her friend group to lose 2 in one day. She yells, happy birthday. She goes, happy birthday! And then dives in front of the arrow to save her Professor Pig.
Fantastic. You do it. The arrow misses Professor Chompers completely. Because it hits you for 13 damage.
Ah!
Champagne!
It's a baby!
Hi, baby.
Oh, no. Thunk, out of the 2 other people traveling with us, that was not the one I wanted to lose.
Thunk all turned around. What happened?
Champagne!
Are you okay?
Champagne, you can feel the life leaving your body. But with your last ounce of strength, you can tell you have time for some last words.
Come here, come here, come here, come here. She's talking to everybody. Come here, come here.
Oh, every, okay.
Everybody
yeah,
runs
we
over.
All gather.
Come here, come here.
Yeah?
Champagne, champagne.
Baby.
What is it? What is
champagne.
It?
Yeah, I baby, but don't cry. It's okay. And then she holds the faces. Let's see. She's going to hold Bonesby's face and then the pineapple with her other hand and goes,
has a name.
But I'm just saying the pineapple is his head. She's holding each of their heads. And she goes,
for listeners just tuning in, they'll just know him as the pineapple.
Yeah. It's fancy. It's fancy in Bonesby. Yeah. And she holds their faces and she goes, we all wanted to kill each other. But look, we're all friends now. Which friends? We're all friends. Happy.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're friends. We're friends.
Don't forget. Happy birthday. And then she dies.
Everybody sing to her.
Happy birthday to who?
Happy birthday to who?
To you.
Happy birthday to you.
And they all collectively, the entire group, blows across champagne to snuff out her life.
That was the best moment of my life, but some of you added some extra champagne.
Aww.
And then she talks.
Professor Chompers is going to close her eyelids and say,
and many more.
Wow, her last words were notes for us.
Thunk don't want to break the mood, but she said we're all friends, and Thunk, I don't think I've actually had a lot of time with Cordelia yet, so just so we all know, that relationship still unresolved for Thunk.
Oh, Thunk, she's great.
That's okay. Thunk, I really have to do this. Thunk, I feel like we see eye to eye. We're just about the same height.
We're similar height. I like that. Okay, Thunk's back in. Cordelia's a friend.
Albie's gonna try to gently remove the arrow. She's gonna look for the riddle on the arrow that's stuck in champagne.
The arrow in champagne, you can see the riddle on it. It says, what is in a bed but never sleeps?
A vegetable?
Pillow.
A river?
Pillow. A pillow. It's a pillow.
What up, Sturf?
It's a pillow.
I'd no, bellow. River.
Now this is funny. No, I'm saying pillow as an answer to the riddle, not your name.
Oh, pillow.
The arrow twists and falls out of champagne, and it says, a river, a pillow, a vegetable. We also would have accepted a really awake guy.
Never sleeps.
Albie shakes her head. I really do fucking hate these things.
Well, come up with a new one. Let's toss it back.
Yeah, the words fade from the arrow.
We need to give it a new one. It should be one of Champagne's friends. Or Stir Fry.
It's fine if they've got one. I didn't want to cut it.
Just so Thunk knows, do you want it to be the friend who's given all of them so far, or the friend who didn't prepare to give any?
I think whichever one is going to beat this guy.
Okay.
What roller coaster requires no height requirement?
Okay. This sounds good. And Albie loads it into the crossbow for Cordelia. Says,
yeah, what?
We have roller coasters in this world, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think they would have to.
Yeah.
This is the way everyone else acts all the time. I think they definitely got roller coasters.
Standard
one flags
public transportation.
One flags is really good.
We are all familiar with the King's Dominion.
Bello turns to Thunk and says, next time I want to hear your riddle, dude.
It's really good.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, and Professor Chompers is going
to
say,
yes, his free jazz approach to riddles is second to none.
And Fancy hears this and immediately grabs the riddle and says, an emotional roller coaster, and then hands it to Thunk and goes, you do it, my man.
Okay, Thunk prepared. Thunk puts the arrow to his head. Thinks about it.
Okay. Why are you doing this? We had a riddle.
When does red mean go?
What the? Okay.
But green mean stop.
What the fuck?
Holy shit.
That is twisted. What the?
Oh, did Thunk twist it?
No, good.
Oh, thunky context.
You nailed it, buddy.
Fire the riddle.
Load it up. Albie loads it into the crossbow.
Cordelia takes a big step and then fires.
Big step.
Allie, that was awesome when you were like, big step.
Thanks, Chem.
Cordelia, you see the riddle on the arrow. You've got the crossbow in your hand, the answer.
Yeah.
You load it up. What do you do now?
Well, I hold the crossbow in front of my face. I square my feet. I look at the target. And I say, eat shit. And then I let it fly.
It flies. A bunch of soaking wet doves who did not seem bothered by the rain fly away as the arrow finds its target. For a 14, you're going to hit him. You hit Dr. Dilemma square in the chest. He falls back.
That does not be doing the feeling of good.
Good. You don't deserve to.
That one was for champagne.
He looks at the riddle on the arrow sticking out of his chest.
When does green mean stop and red mean go? On opposite day?
Nothing happens.
Oh, wow. Good riddle, Thunk.
In colorblind world.
Nothing happens.
These are both answers Thunk thought was answers, so Thunk surprised.
On planet upside down, nothing happens.
That's not a good one.
All right, well, you know, I'm sticking out of my heart, buddy. He can hear you.
He's got amazing hearing.
Perhaps on a color wheel. Nothing happens.
Thunk is crossing, I guess only one arm in front of over his chest, and he's just looking very smug.
Listen, no, he his tiny little teeth, his mouth opens, you see his tiny little teeth, he coughs up blood, he goes, no, please, no, killed by riddles, no, who could have seen this coming?
I'll tell you who. And everyone in the group kind of crosses their own arms and strikes a pose.
Yeah.
The Riddle Remnant.
No, but I... And he reaches out to Albie and says, Albie, you were my hero. Albie, please, you were my hero. I wanted to be just like you. I also hate riddles.
Albie walks up to him, grabs the arrow, pushes it further into his chest.
Oh, jeez!
And says, with tomatoes, and then releases the arrow.
Holy shit!
Oh, no! And he turns to dust. He just explodes. He turns to dust. Every little, oh my god, he absolutely atomizes. We see it from different angles. He goes,
Holy shit.
And just keeps exploding.
Cordelia runs.
That's my wife.
Cordelia runs forward and puts Albia like up on her shoulder, like the MVP.
Riddle guy.
Stir Fry has grabbed Champagne's leftover champagne. He is shaking it up and spraying it over all of his new friends.
Everyone's soaked, and now they're sticky too.
Wow.
Thunk,
Fancy takes off.
Thunk, do not know what's happening right now.
Well, tell
answer
you
was like, watermelon.
Oh, that also works.
Oh, that's good.
That also works.
Yeah, thank you. But I mean, yours worked too. He blew up, so it must have.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the answer to the riddle wasn't important. It doesn't matter. Not best not to examine.
I mean, what Mr. DeBonesy told me was that I just had to answer with confidence. And also, I really hated that guy.
But you also answered correctly. I'm astounded.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, oh, I'm so sorry about Champagne.
Yeah, on her birthday, too.
That's true. She was... indeed, the best of us, if you measure quality by inebriation.
Well, just like Stir Fry took over and became Russell 2.0, I assume one of you will step forward and become the new Champagne.
I'll do it.
Thunk? You're a hell of a guy.
And
thank
I'll
you,
become
friend.
The new Thunk.
Oh, Professor Chomp, thank you so much.
And I'll become the new Professor Chomps.
No, Bello, come on!
Oh, what?
And I'll become the new Bello in this group.
No, okay, now I'm back. Now I'm back.
Well, Thunk's back too, then. It's all off. If one's out, everyone out.
Fine, we'll just let someone die. We'll let someone die.
Thunk gingerly takes Champagne's body and stuffs it into the sack that the rest of the jury he keeps in because now Champagne joined the jury.
Aw, she's going to do a really good job, Thunk.
And then he roughly throws it over his shoulder. It makes like a wet splat sound, too. Like, it's not great in there.
Yeah, this is when Cordelia sees that he has just blood covering his ass and, like, the back of his thighs and stuff. Yeah.
I know we didn't start off on the right foot, but you guys were pretty cool.
Oh, you guys are pretty cool.
Okay, bye.
Wait, there's one more thing. And Fancy opens up his leather tuxedo, and on the shirt inside the lapel, there's a medal. It's sort of a badge with a medal dangling off of it, and it says Riddle Guy 69, and he unpins it and gestures towards Albie, hoping she'll extend her open hand and places it inside of it.
Oh, Albie accepts it and fastens it to her tunic. Thanks, Fancy.
Of course, you truly are the Riddle Guy. Thank you.
Who'd have thunk it?
Okay. Very nice. Thunk appreciates that. We feel so conflicted because we spent, 2 weeks. All of our friends were dying. They were being hunted by Dr. The guy who exploded.
Dilemma.
Dr. Dilemma, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we really, really wanted to kill you guys. We really...
Oh, we know.
Because you stranded us, you know? You broke the bridge. And it... You fucked us. And a lot of us died. But now, getting to know you all, knowing that you're good people, Fancy, what do you see? We let him go?
Thunk, you don't hold too close to friends. You let them go, and if they love you, they'll come back.
Friends, what you have done this day, after we have harmed you so much, we are so grateful. And in return for your kindness, Stir-Fry takes off his crown. And turns back to his rats and says, "Rats, meet your new kings." And he's gonna crack the crown in half and toss one to Thunk, toss one to Fancy.
And Fancy immediately hits his piece of the crown like a volleyball towards Thunk, and he's like, "I don't want these rats."
And the professor is gonna speak up.
So two pieces then, not splitting it into thirds, just two pieces.
This might be offensive, but in my mind, you were like a sidekick to the
okay,
real friendship.
Okay, sir,
I wanted to talk.
Professor Chomp, Professor Chomp, magnetize.
I magnetized, but this time I set it to include crowns, which is why it never flew off of Stir Fry's head in the first place.
Thank you.
I dial it up to include crowns, and the crown flies and hits me right on the head. A broken crown.
I used to be a normal pig. Now I'm a metal pig with magnet powers. And now I'm king of the rats. What will tomorrow hold?
All right, I can't find a force field generator on the corpse. I think I'm going to have to dig to get inside.
Oh, DeBones me, come on.
Cordelia says, Cordelia looks over to DeBones me and she flicks him two coins and says, "Put those on his eyes for me."
Oh, of course, the other thing, yes. Blink, blink.
And then she goes to Thunk and she says, "Can I just open your bag for 1 second?
Oh, Thunk just met you.
No, the jury bag.
Oh, yes. Oh, the jury bag. Yes, here
I
you go.
I just realized you were wearing a bag.
Thank you.
She opens up the bag full of jurors and she drops a large handful of coins inside.
Cool. Now heavier. Great.
You're welcome.
Hey, Thunk. Kind of random question.
No worries. It's legs, lats, back, and that's all Monday. And then Tuesday.
Yeah, actually same. But different question.
Oh, okay.
Who were you? Who did you think you were like spending time with at Riddle Guy?
I mean.
this is, it's kind of, it's only been 2 weeks, but it's kind of a fresh wound for me.
Yeah.
It was champagne.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Who knows what Riddle Guy 98 will hold?
Maybe.
Are we still doing that?
I hope so.
I mean, wasn't the whole thing that it's never to return? Sphinx gone? At least we can start a new one.
No.
Yes.
We'll start a new one. The three of us.
The Riddle Remnant. It's what you're prophesied to do.
With your permission, Riddle Guy.
Oh, you have my full blessing. And you don't even have to invite me if you don't want to.
Oh, no, we'd all lose to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Don't come.
You're not
right.
Welcome at Riddle Guy.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Thank you. Really.
Albie, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's totally fine. I'm Riddle Guy twice over. Let someone else take it.
And Russell, Thunk, sorry to say this, but it's time you go back with your friends.
Russell the dead possum?
No, he means stir fry.
Oh, got it.
To be honest, the crown was sort of a payment for letting me go back, so I was already prepared to go. And the rats will hopefully, be all the affection that you want. But I got to say, I've really enjoyed hanging out with all of you. You're all very strong, charismatic. You've got a good vibe. You like riddles too. You all made all your own riddles. I hope we can be pen pals. I don't want to push too far, but maybe pen pal relationship between us. If that.
Yeah, we would love that. Get it? Do you have a pen?
Oh, fuck.
Well, then you'll have to settle for the pals.
Oh, Professor
yes,
Chomp.
Remember, I'm made of metal.
Yes.
Well, we'll see you on the address called The Road.
What the fuck does that mean?
No, I'm just saying, instead of giving you an address, the road. I'll give you the address, The Road.
That makes zero. That makes zero sense, my man. Because this place on the road.
Albie grabs Stir Fry's beak and clamps it shut. Albie shakes Thunk and Fancy's hands.
Interesting choice of friends. All right. Well, goodbye, all.
And as Albie walks away, Fancy kind of leans his pineapple towards Thunk a little bit and goes, "There goes the best goddamn riddler I've ever seen."
Should we have plugged our show?
Ah, yes. Quite the rude tale indeed. That was Ali Fisher as Cordelia, Carly Monardo as Albie, Christopher Hastings as Frederick de Bonesby, Tim Platt as Stir Fry, Joe Lepore as Bello, and Branson Reese as everything and everyone else. Rude Tales of Magic is produced by Taylor Moore at Fortunate Horse. He sounds nice. With additional sound design by Michael Gelfie, and with the infinite dark beneficence of Sydney and Benjamin Paul. See you next time, weary traveler, when you most desire even more rude tales of magic.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.